The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Janelle Tucker with KMCH Manchester and Shane Vanderhart with the Iowa Torch. Janelle, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Okay. How are you today, Senator? Good talking to you again.
I'm kind of tired. I had to get up at 3:45 at the motel in Des Moines to get on the flight at 6 o'clock to get here.
Oh,
so
goodness.
I hope I don't go to sleep as I'm talking to you.
Okay, we'll try our best to keep you awake. Well, my first question is, last week, I believe, you introduced a bipartisan bill with Senator Smith on the Understanding the True Cost of College Act. Can you talk a little bit about that in your effort to make higher education more affordable?
Yeah. Well, listen, we all know that it is very difficult to get to college, and I've got several bills in on higher education costs, but this one is a little different approach, and I'll tell you about it, but let me mention a couple things. One, we need to have a form that all colleges use so that when you compare the bottom line cost of going to college with A and B, it's comparing apples with apples, not apples and oranges. And that's what this bill does, basically. I have a good record of introducing that bill with Minnesota senators because her predecessor was also on the bill, and we ought to be able to get it passed. It seems pretty darn simple to me that you ought to be able to, when you know the cost of a college. I'm going to give you an example, and then I'll go to Shane. One example is that some colleges tell you that you're going to get a grant, and it's really not a grant. It ends up being a loan and things like that. So we have to have a common language. So when you go to college, you look at the bottom line A and B. It's easy to compare and be real numbers that are uniform from one university to the other. We introduced that bill because last week was National College Decision Day, when you're supposed to be able to have all the information to make a decision which university you want to go to. Let's say you've been accepted to five. You got to make a tick. There's another thing connected with that day, and it's the one that with these forms that you fill out for how much the parents can contribute to your education, how much a loan you can get. The Department of Education screwed that up now for a whole 5 months. Okay, let's go to Shane.
Yes, Senator Grassley. President Trump recently said that he's basically pivoting away from the abortion issue, saying it's in a recent interview that it's not a very big issue. Do you think this could hurt him with Iowa Republicans?
Trump said that, you said?
Yeah, he's pivoting away from abortion. He doesn't want it to be a federal issue.
There's both a policy question connected with it, and there's a process question connected with it. And one of them is that for 50 years, pro-life people have been trying to say this really ought to be decided by the state legislatures. Okay, the decision of 2 years ago turned it back to the states. So that's where President Trump believed it ought to be done and should be done. Then there's the process issue connected with it. He could say that because the chances of getting 60 votes in the United States Senate to move federal legislation would be practically very difficult. And then the caucuses that showed that Iowa are fired up for Trump, and that's the way Iowans believe, and we see him as a candidate who can beat Biden. But I think your question is not fully answered until I think back of what you said you thought will hurt Republicans. I don't know if it's going to hurt Republicans, the stand that we're taking, including Trump's stand. But I know that the Democrats are going to milk it for all it's worth and really try to make it a key issue. Why? Because on open border, on inflation, cost of gasoline, crime, all that stuff is an indication why they want to concentrate on just that. Okay?
Okay.
Janelle, I've taken a long time to answer these questions, so I'll probably not be able to get to the three questions we normally answer. So, Janelle, you go ahead.
Sure. Well, I was just wondering if you could let our listeners know just some of the things that you've been working on recently.
Yeah. The Farm Bill, which I don't think we're going to get a five-year Farm Bill, and prescription drug prices and things of that nature is what we've been working on. I'm sorry it took so long to answer these first two questions, because normally we get to three each time. So I hope you'll both be back with us at some future time. Oh,
oh sure.
Shane,
okay.
You can have another question. I'm sorry.
Sure, no problem. Recently, we saw Colombia cancel its commencement due to pro-Hamas protests, and we're seeing anti-Semitism on the rise in colleges and universities. What do you think should be done to address this?
Move the police in just as soon as students don't take the admonition to disband. And there's no reason why you should have to tolerate professional demonstrators coming in that aren't even students to occupy land on a university. So I call in the police. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Janelle and Shane, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.